time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is home.
Okay, we're back again, and George Casotas is here, and George is always on once a month with me, and I forgot to tell him where we were, and here we are, George.
Well, thank you, Charlie. It's good to be on with you.
Yes, okay. Glad you're here, George.
Good. Thank you, Charlie.
So what's been happening in your life? Anything outstanding?
Oh, yeah, everything. since we were last on, we had... many things happened in Marion. The Popcorn Festival was over. The Blues Festival was over. We were down at the Delaware County Fair where the horse races
oh,
were.
Yes.
Oh, man, that was something else.
I never did find out who won that.
Well, I got the pictures are in the papers.
Yeah.
Columbus Dispatch, Marion. I don't know if
but it's... But not here. No,
not
there was no
Marion.
Mention of it.
No.
No.
It was Delaware... Fairgrounds, thousands and thousands
oh,
of people were there.
Probably about 50,000.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, an interesting thing, George, when at WMRN was the first to broadcast the Little Brown Jug
right.
and started a network. Now, you probably don't remember the very first announcer that we had that did the Little Brown Jug, Marion Hinklin.
I remember that.
Okay.
Marion.
I got pictures of him. Doing that.
Marion, you know who used to come to my restaurant? The congressman back then, Jackson Betts.
Yes, right.
Jack Betts was from Findlay, Fostoria, somewhere up in there.
Yeah, up through there,
he
yeah.
He was our 8th district. This district, Marion City was in the 8th district back then. I mean, I'm talking about the 40s and the 50s.
Yes.
And Marion Hinklin, he would come from his home, come down, go over to the old courthouse, pick up Marion and come to the restaurant.
Uh-huh.
Now, they were both Republicans.
Yes.
And remember what I used to say? I had the Republicans on one side of my restaurant and the Democrats on the other side. And the food was so good that they didn't talk because they had their mouth full of food and they would just thumb their nose at each other.
Yeah. You know, in restaurants that might be noisy, all of a sudden it quiets down once people start eating.
That's right. You don't hear any noise
because
the food was so good. Anyway, Jack Betts, who was our 8th District Congressman back then, and Marion Hinklin were good buddies. They were buddies.
Okay.
And Betts, Jack would pick up Marion and come over to the restaurant. And I used to have that rotisserie thing with the gyro on it. They made gyro sandwiches.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Because everybody used to say, George, how do you pronounce this sandwich? And is it a gyro or is it a gyro? Well, because the G in English is G, and the G in Greek is ye.
Uh-huh.
G and ye. Gyro, gyro.
Yeah.
They're both correct.
Okay.
Nobody else, everybody said, which is the right way to pronounce it? But anyway, they used to come in, and Marion Hinklin was, oh, my God, he was the first announcer for the Brown Jug.
Well,
I think he was.
Yes. I've got pictures of him announcing that. Yeah. Yeah. That was a long time ago.
Oh, my God.
Now, Marion Hinklin, his boy was Robert Hinklin, wrote a book about his dad, or included his dad in there. And in one story, Marion Hinklin once worked for Isley's, in the Isley, making ice cream and different things. And the old man, Isley, was kind of downtrodden because those bars he was making weren't selling as good as another
brand. You mean
brand.
The Klondike?
Yeah.
It was called Klondike.
It was Marion Hinkley that named him Klondike.
Yeah, Marion named him. Yeah. I remember that. Yeah. Anyway, you know, a lot of people, I'm trying to remember John's father. I think it was Richard. Richard Isley. You don't remember that?
No.
Yeah, he was a, John was tall and slender. Richard was short. He was heavy set.
Oh.
Oh, Dick was a big guy. And he had a son named Jay.
Hmm.
I don't know if that was John's brother. You don't remember Jay Isley.
Jay Isley, yes, that rings a bell. Didn't he graduate around in the 50s, I think? 59 somewhere?
Yeah. He died too young. I don't know. He was. I don't know why he got that. All the Isleys, except no, Richard was heavy set, and I think Jay was heavy set.
Hmm.
But Jay has a son that's still here in Marion.
Yeah, okay, yes.
The Isley.
Now, I remember, too, once I had a question on, what house in Marion has a strawberry sundae in grill work around the second floor? And it's the Isley home on Vernon Heights Boulevard.
Yeah.
If you look up at that railing, it's a in the shape of a sundae.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Boy.
Boy, they cut all the trees down around there. There were so many
trees. Is that right?
When you, oh, yeah. You, I come out of Summit Street, turn right, and you go right past that house every, yeah. almost every day.
Wow.
And they cut down a lot of trees.
When I worked at the cemetery, every morning at a certain time, the buzzards would roost in those trees to begin with. Yeah. They'd leave about 10:20 every morning on their daily flights.
Now, I've been in that house many times.
Have you?
Have you ever been in
one,
that house?
One time.
The rooms are small. The kitchen is small because they made that house. When you drive by that Isley Mansion, they call it the Isley Mansion.
Yes.
You'd think that the rooms would be big in there, but they're not that big. Hmm. The kitchen is small, and nobody has ever took those walls out and made it bigger.
Yeah, that's something. But they divided the property up and built another home on it.
Oh, yeah. They divided it up. There was a doctor that lived there.
Dave Miller. Dr. Huh? Miller.
Dr. Miller.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
I saw him just a few years ago. He came to the Popcorn Festival. And he walked right up to me and said, George, and well, Joanne was with me. And he stuck with us, and we walked around that festival, and Miller just kept talking. George, I remember you at the restaurant. All the doctors used to come to my restaurant. And, most of those guys are passed on.
Yeah.
They're gone.
Dr. Miller was, he works with kidneys. And he was the one that would take people to Columbus and put them in a tank of water and shoot that sound through to break up kidney stones.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't know whatever happened to him.
The last time I saw him was at least four, five, six years ago. He came to a popcorn festival. He was by himself.
Yeah.
I said, did you remarry? Because he had a divorce.
That's right, yeah.
And then he said, no, I haven't remarried. So I don't know.
Yeah, I knew him quite well. In fact, at one time, we heard rumors that he wanted to buy the post office when it was up for sale. And we were the Historical Society trying to buy it. But that kind of fizzled away. It didn't amount to anything.
I kind of remember that, but it was that's a long time ago.
Yeah. It seems like everything was a long time ago. But George, all these people we knew, most of them have gone now. It's a shame, really.
Oh, yeah. Charlie, I've been to so many funerals. In fact, I was just one yesterday. Yesterday I went to one, and he was an old Tecumseh plant worker. But he was young. He was only 82. He was young. He's only 82.
Yeah.
And to you and I, that's a little young. Well, to me especially.
Yeah, right.
I know when you get in your late 80s like I do, I'm in my late 80s, I just can't, it's amazing how I can remember all that stuff.
Yeah, right. But I have a hard time remembering names, more newer names. I can remember all the old names, but...
My wife tells me that all the time. Joanne says, George, how do you remember all those names?
Yeah.
And it's pleasurely... movie stars from the old days, you know, all the movies.
Yes.
And, oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a
I come up with names like Spencer Tracy. You remember that name?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Jimmy Cagney.
Yeah.
Oh my.
My dad really liked Jimmy Cagney.
Yeah.
Oh, here's a caller. By George. Or yeah.
By George.
By caller. Go ahead, caller.
This is because George is there. George's famous words. They got Austin.
What'd you say, Terry? What'd you just say? I didn't hear you.
Your famous words. They got Austin. They got Austin over there, Charlie.
Oh, you mean the Austin Spumante?
Yeah.
At the fly-in? Oh, my God. I didn't know. That was great. You know what? I had a couple of those, and they were...
Well, that's what it was there for.
I was impressed. That's the first time, you know, I walked up to Terry when we went to the fly-in, and I said... I hope you got some beverages. He said, George, we got Austin. I said, we got Austin. Where's the Spumante?
Yep. Yeah.
That was Terry, that was a great day that day. We were at the fly-in. That was wonderful. Thank you for all you did.
Well, did you hear Friday, Charlie's going to have Don Wilson, Kensel Clutter, and Cecil Denton on with him. And they're going to talk about...
You mean this coming Friday?
Yes, yes.
This coming Friday, yeah. He's going to have those guys on with him.
The time that I called down to Delaware to get Charles Allen, the 100-year-old guy, he's still alive, I found out later on, but when I was trying to get a hold of him, he had doctor's appointment or something, and I couldn't get a hold of him.
Okay. Yeah, I seem to recall you mentioned something about that. But, hey, you know... You came through for us at the last minute. You got five people to come to the fly-in, and that was wonderful. I'm glad you made it, and I think all five of you were pleasantly surprised by being there, especially with Harold Brown talking and all the great food. So
that was great. So now we're going to wait until next year to have another fly-in.
That's right. We got, there were, I think, 80-some people there, and we have some terry cloth bibs for everybody because they're all salivating in anticipation of next year's reception.
If it's that good, I can hardly wait.
Yeah, well, hopefully it'll be as good as that, if not better. So
very good.
So anyways, yeah, I was trying to get a hold of you, George, to say, hey, thanks, so... Well, thank everybody listening can hear me say thanks a lot.
Okay, okay, Terry, that was nice.
We'll
really appreciate
catch you next time around.
Okay, thanks, Terry.
All right, bye.
Yeah, that was a catering company out of Upper Sandusky.
And oh, yeah, the food was great.
Yeah, boy, they had Greek, and I don't think it was all. I don't know how many ate it, the Hispanic a lot or whatever. It was the very last dish, it seems like. It was the Greek dish.
You called it the spinach, which is called spanakopita,
which is
spinach quiche.
Okay, all right.
But they make them in triangles or squares, and they put the spinach inside. That's phyllo dough.
Okay,
phyllo
dough,
which you make baklava with.
Right.
But you can use that phyllo dough with anything you want. You can make pastries
with it.
You can make spinach and cheese. Sometimes people make just like the cheese, or they want the one with the spinach and cheese.
Yeah. There's a restaurant in Delaware called the Typhoon that serves the crab rangoon inside phyllo dough. Oh, that is just...
Unbelievable.
Oh my. Yep. And so it goes. Now, over the weekend, George, we were up at Put-in Bay, went to Heinemann's Winery. I'd never been inside there.
Joanne and I have been to Heinemann's Winery with Gareth and Sue Higgins. And, oh, my God, that's beautiful.
Isn't that something? Oh, my goodness. And I ordered a bottle of Burgundy, and I asked the guy, I said, where'd you get this Burgundy? He said, right here. We sell only what we make.
They make it right there at Heinemann's.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Wow. And then I thought of you and that Asti Spumante. They make champagne there. Oh, my. But that was fun. Really an interesting tour.
You know what's interesting, Terry, is that I'm talking to Terry Klein now. Terry, that place up in Port Clinton, it's called the where they have the Tin Goose restaurant, where the
Liberty Aviation,
that is really
isn't
nice.
That something?
Huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you been there, Charlie?
Oh, yes, several times. They pulled that diner from Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania.
I remember that.
Yeah. Well.
You know what? I can't believe they're open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They don't close.
I just wish that our airport here would, you know, have a restaurant. In Urbana, that airport down there, there's people flying into there every day.
Every day. We got a guy from Marion that flies up there almost every morning for breakfast.
Oh, my.
At the Tin Goose.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Kenny,
it's so good.
What's Kenny's last name? Kenny flies up there, not every morning, but he goes up there a lot.
Well, that's good, yeah. It's fun to fly into an airport that has a restaurant. Now, we used to have a restaurant here in the Marion Airport, but it kind of fizzled out because
Scott Field down at the at the airport. Scott Field?
Yeah. They have a restaurant?
Oh, that's Ohio State University's airport.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's
that's right.
When they have, when Jack Nicklaus has his big thing every year, remember the golf tournament?
Yeah, Muirfield.
All these people fly in at Don Scott
Don
Airport.
Scott, yeah.
From
Don
NBC
Scott.
News,
hang on.
This is Today with Matt Lauer and Meredith Vieira.
Wow, that was a special morning doing the opening for the Today Show in 2011.
Yes, but you know what? There was a downside.
What was that?
Having to share a dressing room with Willard Scott. Smucker jars everywhere.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again with George Kasonis. We were talking about airport restaurants. Now, when we had one in Marion, it kind of fizzled away because it's about 3 miles out of town and people didn't drive out there.
And don't forget, the Railroad Depot restaurant was really nice in
its
day.
That's
back
right.
In the 40s and the 50s, the railroad station had a depot restaurant.
It did. I remember the windows rattled when a train went by.
Yeah.
But they're pies.
There was times when that place was open 24 hours a day.
Yes. And
after all the bars closed at 2:30 in the morning, at 3 o'clock you go down there and there's 100 people in there eating. I'm talking about from all the lodges, the Eagles, the what's all those lodges?
Yeah, and the people from the Shovel during break time or lunchtime, and I remember in 1948 there was a train derailment in Marion and a guy was killed right there. By a derailed 1948.
I think it was 48.
Yeah. But, the Depot restaurant, that was, boy, people just went there like crazy.
You mentioned 1948.
Yeah.
I did a show at the Palace Theater in 1948.
Really?
I was the lead actor and dancer. Martha was there, too, Marty Dowse.
Yes.
Martha Dowse, Menasi. And we did a show in 1948. I'm happy to greet you. We'd like to try to treat you. Now that we're together, what do we do? And I suggest that we should dance for you. So we're in a dancing mood, a gay romancing mood, whenever we're with you. And it was a big show, you know?
Yes.
1948, we did that on the stage at the Palace Theater.
Oh. Well, I remember back, it was in the 80s, or was it the...
clear my throat.
I remember I was the MC of a show that had Miss Waldo, Miss Caledonia, and all these other men portraying women. It was hilarious.
You know who was in that show with me?
No.
Marilyn Metzke.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No kidding. 48.
1948.
Okay.
She was the Miss America 1938.
Yeah. Was she married to that airline pilot then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that name, but I can't say it because her original name was Metzke.
Yeah.
Marilyn. And
now, I remember when she came back to town, she brought with her the gown that she wore, not for Miss America, but for when they brought all the old Miss Americas back.
Right.
They all had special gowns, and it's over at Heritage Hall. And I got to talk to her then. She was so nice.
Oh, she was a beautiful lady. Plus, I mean, nice. She could talk to you, and that smile and those eyes, oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Then I could see why she married, or why an airline pilot really went for her. Yeah.
And then there was another girl that won Miss, well, she didn't win Miss America, but she won Miss Ohio.
Yeah, Alice.
No, for she was from Chatfield.
Oh, okay.
She was just north of Bucyrus.
Yeah. I was trying to think, there used to be a sign at the entrance to Marion that she was a Miss Ohio of some year, and I can't remember. I can't remember the name of the girl now. But anyhow, that sign was up there forever.
Oh, the girl from Chatfield was Madeline Massey.
Oh, okay.
Well, you don't remember?
No, Madeline I don't
Massey.
Remember that
she
one.
She was from Chatfield.
Oh, okay. Now, I remember in Sandusky there was a girl. What was her name? Her last name was, I think, Meyer, Jackie Meyer or something like that. She became, I think, Miss America. And I remember I had a boat up in there. And that's all you heard was her name. And her dad owned an industry in Sandusky called the Sandusky Nut Company. Jackie, M-A-Y-E-R, Jackie Meyer.
Jackie Meyer.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow. Some of those names and some of those times go way back, Charlie.
Oh, they do. And before you know it, everything is way back. And here we are.
And here we are today.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be 2020 here pretty soon, Charlie.
Boy, you're not a kidding. But the one nice thing, finally, we don't have to climb those dastardly stairs down and up to get to the radio station.
Oh, back over on East Center Street.
Yeah. That was a nice place. Air-conditioned, heated just fine. But those steps were something else.
Oh, yeah.
And I feared that somebody would fall, including myself. But
no, not... You got a railing there. The railing was nice.
Yeah,
they
sorry.
That railing to the stairway. But it was open, you know, so the winter time it was tough to get in and out of there.
That's right. And Scott had to keep the steps ice or salted.
Yeah.
Well, this is nice. All we do is press a button that says 2, and we come up in the elevator.
Now, this is my first time here, so I don't know what's going on. I mean, have you mentioned on the radio that we're in a new building?
Yes. Yeah, quite often. And I didn't know we were in a new building until I emailed Scott. I said, Scott, did we move? And he said, yeah, we did.
That's nice to be in the old Frank Brother building.
Yeah, boy. And Bank One was here, too, remember?
Oh, I remember Bank One.
Yeah, yeah.
That's back when Jamie Dimon was, he left Citibank and he became Bank One's president.
Oh.
You don't remember Jamie Dimon?
No.
He's the president of Chase Manhattan. What is it called? Chase Morgan?
Okay,
Chase?
Yeah.
He's the president of that. That's a multi-billion dollar banking system all over the world.
I remember Steve Lemke worked here in the loan department, and Steve Lemke is the one that I was challenged to push a peanut across the street from the old bank, Marion County Bank, to the courthouse.
Right. That's I remember that.
That how?
That was Steve, is Steve still alive?
Yes, he is.
I think
he
is. Just a little.
Yeah,
little
a guy. Little guy. Yeah.
But he was always a neat guy. I like Steve.
Yeah, and he bicycled across Ohio with me 13 times.
He did?
Border to border, yeah.
I didn't. Well, yeah, I do remember that.
And his daughter, or his sister-in-law, Janet Keitlinger, he had a bicycle built for two, and they passed me on every hill.
Janet Keitlinger?
Yeah. Yep. 13 years.
Is that Tom's wife?
Yeah. 13 years they bicycled across Ohio.
Janet was a, What is that famous family over there?
You mean her mother?
Yeah.
Or that just died not too long ago?
Oh, you mean, I remember.
Meyer, not what it started. What was
it? We used to go to that Methodist church and have a breakfast.
Yeah.
Oh, we went there. Joanne and I went there many times.
And Janet's mother taught Sunday school there back in the early 1900s.
She lived to be 106.
Yeah, that's right.
106 or 107.
That is something.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she was a kind lady.
Oh,
yeah.
She had, like, 3 or 4 daughters?
Yeah, I know of 2.
Yeah.
One member was the head of the Ohio Edison Public Relations.
That group.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Joanne. Was her name Joanne? I don't know.
Could have been Joanne, too. I think they were all J's.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Janet, Joanne, Jean.
Whatever, yeah.
Oh, the mother. I remember the mother because that, when Tom Janet Keitlinger, we'd go over there, and she said, well, she's still alive at 106.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. And she lived for a long time in a house that had an outhouse. I used to kid her about that. Boy. Oh, of course, everybody had an outhouse at one time.
Well, I'm going to go to 107.
Really?
Yeah, my grandfather, Emmanuel.
Yes.
Emmanuel. Emmanuel. He was 107.
Really?
When he died. Yeah, when he passed away.
Well, that's a good sign then that you've got a long way to go.
Okay. My mother's father was 107. And look at me. In my late 80s, I'm going to try to make it if Joanne's taking care of me.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Right. Yeah, we have to rely on our wives.
Oh, yeah. Jeannie does a good job with you. She takes care of you, and Joanne takes care of me.
And my wife keeps track of all our medicine.
Oh, yeah. My wife does, too.
Oh, good, good. Otherwise, I care less.
I forget to take it, and she said, George, did you take your Amaryl, or did you take your...
Oh, my. Yeah.
Oh, so my blood pressure is usually, 120 over 70?
Wow, yeah.
And the doctor even says, I wish I had a blood pressure like you do.
Yeah, that's great, yeah. Now, the interesting thing is, George, down below us is the heart failure clinic. And I go there every other week.
Do you?
Yeah. Oh, my. But I've survived.
You know, all these people that, Larry Brown just died of a heart attack. He was out at the KSC Hall. Remember Larry Brown?
Yes, yes.
He was the township trustee road foreman, and big guy.
Well liked.
Big guy. Yeah. And that Friday morning, we were meeting at Perkins for breakfast, right? Larry's there, and he says, hey, George, you guys don't eat too much. I said, same to you, Larry. The next day... He died.
Is that right?
That evening, the next evening, that was a Friday, Saturday night at the Knights of Columbus Hall. He went to the bathroom, and people were waiting for him to come out. Well, he didn't come out.
My.
So after about 15, 20 minutes, somebody checked, and he was laying there on the floor, passed away.
My goodness.
Had a heart attack.
Yeah. I can remember back years ago, I was speaking to the retired Marion County Teachers Association. And I was kind of laughing about some of these drugs that were advertised and this and that about medicine. And that night, the owner of that restaurant died. That was, the Italian. What was his name? That had the big, was that burned.
Oh, that place there?
Yeah. Way back, he owned that.
Morbido?
Yeah.
Charlie Morbid.
Yeah, the younger Charlie Morbid.
Yeah, the younger Charlie.
Yeah, he passed away that night after I was talking about medicine.
And he passed, I remember when he passed, because Charlie, his father was, Charlie was the, what was he, lived out there by the depot, where the depot was. Now it's Ted Graham's place.
Yeah.
That house where Charlie lived. He was a Marion Parks director.
Yes, that's
Charlie
right.
Charlie Sr.
Right.
Morbid.
He did a good job at that.
But then his son got into the restaurant business, and he had that restaurant there.
Yeah.
It was called the Brown House.
The Brown House at that time, yes.
Yeah. And you had, You were there?
Yes, I gave, I don't know how many talks there. The same way I used to give speeches at the Gateway Smorgasbord.
Oh, yeah.
To organizations.
Oh, God. He's still alive.
Is that right?
The guy that had the smorgasbord.
Swartz?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Swartz, he's still alive.
Wow.
I think his wife passed away, and I saw him not too long ago, about a year ago. And I said, what happened to you? He said, well, I'm still here in Marion, but, yeah.
Yeah. I remember they had a separate room there for banquets.
Yeah.
And that, of course, was torn out. Now that's a Mexican restaurant.
No. Wait a minute.
Where Gateway Smorgasbord was.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Mia Piacentino. Mia, not Pia. What's the name
Mia
of it?
Mia something.
Yeah, not Piacentino.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
But you used to speak at those banquets.
Oh, yeah.
At the Brown House.
And, yes.
Yep. The Gateway Smorgasbord.
And the Women's Federated Club Home.
Oh, I did that too, Charlie.
Yeah. Some of those ladies were getting so old because all those ladies' groups passed away. Garden clubs and all. And one year, this lady was so old, the president of this one club, I had to lift her up and carry her into the banquet hall.
Do you know how many weddings I did at the women's club home?
Oh, really?
On Center Street. Oh, my goodness.
Now I see, yeah. It's now part of it on the National Register.
The lady that's head of that now, she's really doing a lot to keep up that home. They've remodeled it. They've painted
Charlie,
it.
Charlie, rumor has it, year Buckeye Chuck died the morning of Groundhog Day, and you passed off a stuffed groundhog to the audience.
Well, yes, that did happen.
Did the crowd notice?
Well, not really. I just told the crowd he was scared to death of the audience, and they didn't know how true that was.
Honesty is always the best policy. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth. Spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Okay, we're back once again with George Casildas. By the way, George, I saw Marcella Byres. She helped serve breakfast on the morning of the airport Saturday morning. Was it Saturday? Sunday morning. This BFW 7201 served breakfast, pancakes, bacon, you name it, and Marcella was helping with that.
You mean on the
23rd? At the airport. At the airport.
Oh, at the airport.
Yeah, that would have been on the 14th.
You mean for when the fly-in was?
Yes, right.
Oh. I thought you were talking about the Steve Cheney Post 50-year anniversary.
That's right, yeah.
There was a 50-year anniversary for Steve Cheney.
That's right. Yeah, he was killed a long time ago in Vietnam.
Oh, in 1969.
Okay.
And the 50 years was September the 23rd.
Yeah, boy. Time.
But we were talking about the ladies' club home.
Yes, yes.
That place, I'll tell you, it's getting the lady that's in charge now, she's doing a good job, and they're going to have a lot of different events there. They have a dance event coming up in February that's going to be really nice. And I told her I would make baklava for that event.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
They're going to have other foods, but I'm going to make baklava.
Didn't they have a big fundraiser here?
Yeah, they had a big fundraiser.
Yeah.
And do the broiler and do it. They're just doing a lot of stuff for that home.
Well, that's good.
You know who's responsible for that?
No.
That really fixed it up? Archie Lewis.
Archie Lewis.
You remember that name?
No, I don't.
Oh, you remember Archie Lewis?
No.
He married President Harding's sister.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Archie Lewis. Yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I thought you said Archie.
Wait a minute, I threw that name at you real fast, Charlie, and you said, who's Archie Lewis?
I thought you said Archie.
No,
Archie
Lewis.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Married Abigail.
Abigail Harding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the Abigail Harding Auditorium there.
I think RT was probably one of the guys that put the money up to build the place.
Probably. It was occupied by the manager of Huber Manufacturing Company, Barlow.
Yeah, the Barlows.
Yeah.
But a lot of that money was RT Lewis.
Okay. I remember I worked with a Barlow. I don't know if she had married a Barlow or what, but she was the bookkeeper up at Scantlin's WDIF. Yeah.
But R.T. Lewis, he helped build the Country Club, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Vernon Heights Boulevard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, R.T. had some money, didn't he?
Where did he get all that money?
And he must have bought most of that land off of Zachman, who had the dairy farm.
Well, the dairy farmer Zachman, I remember Zachman.
Yeah. And there once was cows roaming all through where those beautiful homes are now.
What was the name of those special cows? The French name.
Oh. Well, not the Holstein.
No. You always remember that name, and I could never remember it, Charlie.
It escapes me at the moment.
I know.
On the way home, I'll remember.
Yeah. I remember one time I said, what was those cows? Because they opened that meat market there by where the post office is.
Now. Oh, okay, yeah.
The McNamara.
Oh, Santa Gertrudis.
Santa Gertrudis cattle.
Yes.
Oh, those guys were expensive.
Oh, yes, yes.
What's so special about a Santa Gertrudis?
That's what I wonder, too, because they sold Santa Gertrudis meat.
At that meat market there with the McNamara's. Remember
Mike McNamara.
And Mike. Now, Mike just died here, I think, a year ago.
That's right. He had Alco Cleaners.
He had the Alco Cleaners. But the McNamara name still exists.
Yes.
You know
sure
why?
Does.
The no. Fay Bank. The young Hughes boy, he's married to the daughter.
Oh, okay.
He married the McNamara girl.
Now, the Fahey Bank changed all around his head. Marty Hughes is now head of the...
Yeah. Carl was sort of like he's retired.
Yeah, I wonder what Carl's doing now.
I love Carl Hughes. He's a beautiful guy, and I...
He supported the Huber Museum greatly.
He supported everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, he supported a lot of people. And Marty comes in and takes over because he had, I think, a few more percentage points than Carl did.
Yeah.
But Carl is married to a McNamara girl.
Okay.
I mean, not Carl, Marty.
Marty, yeah, okay.
I knew the dad.
Doctor?
No, he was the United, he was the head of the, in Cleveland, Martin Hughes.
Oh, a union?
Oh, yeah, union.
Yeah. Marty Hughes, yeah. Famous name up there.
United something, not auto workers, but it's a big union.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I can't remember the union.
So that's the Barney now that's head of Huber here, or Fahey Bank.
Fahey Bank, yes.
Yeah, okay.
But when we mentioned McNamara, I said that Marty's married to the daughter, Jack McNamara. Jack.
Yeah. You know, one time I was in a program about drug education, and Mrs. McNamara, Mike's wife, was in with me, and some of the school heads. And we went for a week-long training course, and it got so, too, they had us talking about different things we remembered from our past. And Mike's wife said their daughter...
Jane is still alive.
Yeah.
You're talking about Jane.
Yeah. And she was telling the story about their daughter who was on a... somebody called, wanted her to bring a bicycle down St. James Road to somebody else.
Well, that's the daughter that died.
Yeah, the daughter was hit by a car. Yeah.
She
described that instance, and it just, oh my, wow. Just terrible. She said she heard a thud just imagine in her mind until she saw what happened. Probably she was thinking that's what happened. But anyhow, that was a week-long thing. It was very interesting. And it was basically, how do you recognize young people who are on drugs or starting on drugs. That was a long time ago. But anyhow, what else is happening, George?
Oh, everything, all the things that we mentioned from the Blues Festival. You know, Ray did a good job. Ray Macklin, do you know Ray?
Yeah.
he did a good job with that blues festival. We blocked off a whole South Main Street.
Oh, you're talking about, no, I don't know that guy. Well, I know who he works for.
I'm sorry, but I had to bring up Ray. I had to bring up Ray.
Well, that's all right, yeah.
Ray,
just
Ray
long Mac, you just
Ray
bring
Mac
up Ray.
He's a beautiful guy. Yeah. He works for that other guy that has a radio station. I'm sorry about this. But, hey, we're not in competition with anybody. Come on.
Yeah, you wouldn't think, but we are.
Well,
but I don't. I mean, we're not. We're not striving to be number one. We're striving to do good for the community.
That's right, and that's
Period.
Very important. And
yeah.
Scott is doing a great job.
Oh yeah,
and I really respect Scott, and they have told me to come on to their station many times, and I haven't done that.
Yeah, but
well, they started up after WWGH.
Yeah, I once worked for the original WDIF. Of course, I worked there 10 years. And then
how many years did you work for WMRN?
Yeah, 30-some.
30-some years.
And then there was a gap, and then I started working for WDCM, which was owned by the same guy that I thought that took over WDIF. I don't understand the whole thing. But this one, the one guy is so well-known in the broadcast industry. But anyhow, there's another WVXG. Is a station that was in Mount Gilead called The River. It was all religious. You know where it is now? It's up above the building where we're at, the other station down below. WVXG is Hot Rock in Marion.
Is it?
Oh, Marion's Hot Rock, yeah.
I haven't heard about that.
Yeah, well. Oh, my. It's a great life.
I know. You told me one time, you know, it's just, how can Marion? Marion's got like 4 or 5 stations.
Oh, it does, yeah. They're all over the place. Yeah, and Tom Wagner has one.
Yeah.
WZMO, I think.
Yeah.
And then there's also a repeater station here for a religious group. It's their antenna's up next to ours, and it goes on and on.
Well, the reason I brought up Silky Ray is the fact that he started the Blues Festival.
Yeah,
and
apparently
they
it was
off whole South yeah. Main Street, and there were a couple thousand people that attended that
well, that's
blues
good,
festival
yeah.
because the ribs were great. The plate that he brought in these different groups that made ribs,
yeah,
and they were tasty. Wow,
because
I know I had some. I ate
low fat ribs.
Yeah. Oh yeah, low fat.
Oh yes.
Well, it's called the Rhythm and Blues Festival.
Okay. And, Marion can hold some pretty nice things, like the airport. And next year, who knows what's... They'll have a brand-new administration building for the airport by then.
Sure. Who knows?
They broke ground the other day, and now they haven't done anything there yet except put a fence around where the building is going to be.
Right, right. And there's construction going downtown right now. They're tearing down that building which was next to me, the old Cafe George, Keg and Vine, 131, which is now Byrie's,
yes.
Right next door. They're remodeling that whole building.
Yeah, that building used to be a S&H Green Stamps. It was it once Millard Hunt?
I think so. Yeah, back in the 40s
and 50s. Then I saw a thing on the internet today where it once was Morton's Furniture Store.
Yeah, Merton.
Merton. Merton. Yeah, Merton's
Merton
Furniture.
For certain.
Yeah, right.
and that's what he finally came. He played at Jerry's Nightclub.
Really?
Until 2:33, and by 3 o'clock in the morning, he came back. I was upstairs asleep, and he fell asleep on the couch. And those cheap couches, that chemicals.
Yes.
And there was a big fire there. The fire station said, George lives upstairs at 131. Let's see if he's there. They broke the window out. I would have died of a suffocation of smoke. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That's when Merton Furton fire was.
Oh, that's interesting to know, yeah. They showed a picture of the uncovered the old Merton sign.
Yeah.
Okay.
I almost died in that fire.
My land.
And they came up on a ladder, broke the window out, carried me out of there because I was...
Yeah, I can imagine,
I could have died of asphyxiation.
Well, that's interesting to know.
I did that back... God, that's been...
Now, what's Alex going to call that building now?
That's going to be for parties, for banquets and parties and weddings.
Oh, okay.
The back, in the back alley there, they've tore that whole section out and are building a new section. Now, today, they're down there right now, and they're drilling all the brick, and they tore whole front off. Wow. I'm going to have a new front right next to my old restaurant.
Now, what I wonder if anyone will ever do anything to that braggity building just down the ways, just next to that insurance company.
That's going to be the Marion Brewing Company.
Oh, really?
They're making beer there.
Oh, okay. Boy, there's beer being made everywhere.
Yes, it is.
Is this something? Wow. Yeah. Beer seems to be the big thing anymore. And wine.
Beer and wine.
Yeah.
My mother would never let me have a liquor or beer or wine.
Yeah.
She said she was a prohibitionist. I said, Mother, the people coming in here wanting to drink a glass of wine. She said, no, no. She said, the church people won't come. I said, that's who's asking for the wine.
Oh, those were the days. Well, coming up tomorrow, James Anderson will be here from the Marion County Park District, and we'll have some interesting things to talk about. And George will be back a month from now.
And it'll be a pleasure talking
to him. Now that he knows where we're at.
Now that I know.
Now, if I'd have just... Should have called him and told, but
that's
I just...
okay, Charlie. Yeah. This is good. We've had an hour.
Yeah.
And we've had a good time.
You're right. And we will see you next month, and I hope everybody has a good day today. It's beautiful weather, George.
Oh, it is for September?
Yeah.
Right, September.
Oh, my goodness.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. For guests like the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow.
You've had so many interesting people on here. I'm always amazed at who you have.
Well, you have been such a pal, and I know you don't do much media anymore, but you're always so kind to me, and I want to take the... I always thank you when we're done, but I want to thank you on the air for 10 years of being so kind to me.